there really a Santa Claus? Oh, I guess we all at one time or another have wondered. You know, I was almost sure I knew the answer once upon a time, until a friend of mine told me this story, and it sure changed my mind. It was Christmas Eve, a time to be happy, but there was sadness in one home, because just 1 year ago tonight, a loved one had been called on. And beside a fireplace sat two children, a boy of 4 and a girl of 3. And the little boy said, "Daddy, when Santa comes to see me, if I'm asleep, tell him I've been good. Tell him I want a fire truck that's shiny and red." And his father said, "Son, cut out the nonsense. There's no Santa Claus. Now you and your sister get ready for bed." They went up to their room with tears in their little eyes. And in their prayers, they asked God to forgive Daddy. Because since they'd lost their mommy, he couldn't find the will to try. The little boy said, "Please have Santa bring me a fire truck and fill my stockings with apples and such." The little girl said, "I'd like a blonde-haired dolly and a book, if that isn't asking too much." Their daddy overheard their conversation with God and realized what a fool he had been. So he rushed out to the nearest store. He was hoping it wasn't too late to get in. He was going to make up for the wrongs he had done, for a child had shown him the way. And he wanted to make this their happiest Christmas day. In his haste to cross at the corner, he didn't see the speeding car in time to get out of the way. And his last words was, "Dear God, what will happen to my children? I wanted this to be such a happy day." Christmas morning, when the children awakened, the boy found the fire truck all shiny and red. And the girl found her book and her doll beside her in the bed. Doesn't this make you wonder, is there really a Santa Claus? Sleep.